This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift, and we are live from a very foggy Flowery Branch, Georgia, as we are set for, what is this, like day eight for us at Atlanta Falcons training camp, and it is probably one of the most anticipated days of camp. It is joint practice day, the first day of joint practices with the Tennessee Titans. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. I have Pushins of Ones and Twos next to me. Gordon G. Robinson in the house. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. He's an All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the queen of tofu, the founder of Allie's Army, and she's already got her coffee, Miss Allie Mack. And we've got Dylan with my top five list holding in secrecy and the worst wave in the history of radio.
We don't have to keep it a secret.
No, we do. We'll keep it a little bit longer.
For how long?
Until I say so.
Okay. Well, it's, you know, we want to give the people reason to listen into it at 7:40 because it is a little switcheroo on the Life of Squid mic'd up.
I have a feeling there will be some people that highly disagree with my list.
I don't know what gives you that kind of feeling. It's not like nobody, you know.
Oh, it would be a first in the top five list because mine are normally pretty spot on. People love them.
Is that what it is?
That's right.
Okay.
So we do have a pretty stacked show. Before I go through the rundown of all of that, how are we feeling about the weather today? Because I got to tell you, I checked my app this morning, and this is how you know I'm not meant to be a weather person. I was checking Honolulu, Hawaii, so I'm way off base.
Wow. Was it similar to this?
No, because I was like, where did the rain go that I saw? Then I realized, oh, that's 6,000 miles away.
Yeah, probably not in the same, I don't know. Weather system.
But do you guys ever just save like locations in phone to check? Okay,
of
so
course.
Honolulu is one of mine that I check frequently.
Because you run there.
You've run races there. Yeah, it's sentimental. But
mine are filled up with vacation spots and Falcons road trips, and I have to eliminate some to put other ones on so you can go through it. I mean, I know what
mine
you're
are,
saying.
I know, 100%. Mine are filled with NASCAR track locations.
Yeah.
So I can check to see if their race is going to be rained out this weekend.
I can go ahead and tell you any NASCAR race I attend, there'll be rain at some point.
I know. That's how I feel, too. That's why I have them. Like, I have Bristol on here from the race and the Braves game. I have a number of other places where I'm like, oh, man, is it going to rain this weekend?
But to the question at hand, I feel decent because I am a part-time weatherman, and I think it's gonna be pretty good. Look, we're gonna have a foggy, muggy day, in like the high 70s for most of practice, and then I think once probably about 2 o'clock, we'll probably maybe even earlier, we might experience some rain on the way home driving home.
Right.
So I think that it will have some rain today, and it looks like it's going to kind of carry over in tomorrow, and we'll see rain continuing kind of be around tomorrow. But I think this morning we'll have at least one good day of joint practice.
Yeah.
You know who is excited? The players.
Yeah.
Like, they're out here looking at this weather going, dude, this is like a lifesaver.
Right.
Yeah. Like, at this point, they've had enough rainy days out here at practice where they feel like they're over the hump of training camp. Like, the weather, like Mother Nature got you over the hump. You've crossed off the days off the calendar. You've been working for 3 weeks now, and you're like, dude, we we got there. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. Like, we got to make it through today and tomorrow's practice, and then it's all kind of downhill from there as far as the preseason goes. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting because you look up at the parking lot lights, and it looks like one of those misty fans.
Yes,
you know what I mean? That's
does.
Exactly what it looks like a mist blowing off a fan during the summer. So, that's what we're looking at.
I think it's going to be pretty good weather. It looks like the rain will hold off till about 1, 2 o'clock, like Bo mentioned. We'll probably see it on the way home, but not while we're up here this morning. So, as far as the show today, 6:40, we are going to cover college football headlines. That preseason AP Top 25 poll came out. We might have some opinions on that. I've got my Mac drop. Get ready to roll your eyes. But I also want to ask you, why do we roll our eyes when it comes to this couple? 7 a.m. today, we got to talk to Arnold Ebbecady yesterday with smoothie in hand, so we'll let you hear that. 7:20, we'll go in the huddle. We've got updates on Maurice Norris, and we know everybody wants those. 7:40, Top 5 Tuesday. Bo still not revealing what he is going to be counting down during the Top 5 Tuesday today, building the anticipation.
He doesn't want the pre-ridicule. You know what I mean? He's just like, yeah, I'll just hold on to that for a little bit.
At 8 a.m., it's the wake-up call. You control the show. And at 8:40, we will welcome in Tony Barnhart. But right now, let's get into practice yesterday. It was another rainy one. What were some of the takeaways that you guys had from yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, they didn't do anything over the weekend after the Friday game. Got back on the field yesterday. I thought that I thought it was actually really lively. Considering all the rain and everything else going on, I did not think they would practice as long as they did yesterday. Mm-hmm. Just simply due to the fact that today and tomorrow are going to be absolute battles. With the Tennessee Titans coming into town, so I thought that they would shorten it up a little bit. They did not. They actually went longer yesterday than they did multiple times last week. So that was interesting to me, but. Overall, competitive day. Mm-hmm. It seemed like a lot of people flying around trying to do a lot of different things, and a lot of 11-on-11 work continues. So, interesting day.
Yeah, they're definitely trying to keep people healthy, limit some guys. I noticed that they went, I think, probably like an hour of practice, and then I saw like Jake and McGarry, I don't want to say exit, but walk over, get some water, take a break, and then they kind of were just kind of resting the rest of the practice. Storm Norton was back, which to me is a good thing because you need him back. You need him out there working. You don't want him to miss the entirety of camp. I mean, do I think it would be the end of the world? No, but I would like to see him get some reps and, to see where he's at this year. The J.D. Bertrand thing, he was out there with a yellow penny, which means no contact. He was back, though. I worry about his future as an NFL player. He's had some concussions and stuff, and it's one of those deals where, Mike, I just have those concerns. He was kind of injury riddled last year, which is why Art said it. I think he said it yesterday in pregame last week before the game with us. The Josh Wood stuff makes you feel a lot better with the uncertainty of Bertrand and Troy Anderson.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. And, we've seen Troy Anderson numerous times off to the side, have not seen him get the, active action out on the practice field. And he's been limited, obviously, for, his numerous injuries. So I think that, Josh Woods combined with, the signing of Divine Diablo, which, everybody has kind of talked about him and his physical stature throughout training camp and how good, the team kind of feels about him. So, I don't know. You also have, D'Angelo Malone's playing some off-the-ball linebacker. I don't think you want to have to use him. It seems like he's still kind of, getting used to that role, and obviously he's an A special teamer, so he'll have an opportunity to do that. But, yeah, you develop the depth and try to move on.
Someone that we've been paying attention to, Casey Washington. Bo, I know that's your guy. Do you feel like he's done enough to carve out a role?
He's running with the ones. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's in there because of the absence of Darnell Mooney, but if that's how they feel about him, I think it says a lot. And there's no way to me that I think he solidified a spot. I do believe that there is a battle, and it depends on how many receivers they want to keep too. 5 or 6, right? Normally the number.
Yeah.
It seems like Drummond and Blair had good camps, but now you are but David Sills is still hanging in there. And one of the things, you ask about takeaways. I'll tell you what I take away: the fact that Kirk with that second team offense seems really, really comfortable with David Sills. And so, Are Drummond and Blair fighting for the same position and we don't realize it, right? Because Sills is a sneaky good athlete. Remember, he was out of West Virginia. He's been in the league for – played in Houston for a few years. So that wide receiver room is getting tight. But I do think Casey Washington seems to be pretty locked in right now with where he's at.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, and you know, remember back to last year, the Falcons kept Casey Washington as one of their initial five as well, and I'm with you. To Ali's question, I feel like that he's definitely locked in. If he had played more than 13 snaps on Friday, I think I would have a few more questions. But sometimes we talk about who's going to play, and I think the bigger story is who is not playing on these preseason games. And the fact that he did not play very much, said a lot to me about kind of his standing as far as the offense goes and on this team.
And Arch and I were having this conversation. I can't remember anymore. I don't know what's on the air, what's not, what's on this show, what's on pregame. Was during a commercial break, which is scary, during the actual in-game. But sometimes who gets cut and who doesn't necessarily depend on the position as much as can that guy get to the practice squad? And what do they think that guy will how do they think that guy is viewed outside of this building? Yeah. They might love him, but do they think there's some teams that love him too that might jump on him and try to bring him onto their 53-man? And they won't be able to get him back to the practice squad. That does make a difference. It's a point that I don't think we always think about. Also, Mike, I'm looking at what you pulled up. Tell me how many quarterbacks they kept last year, because will they do that?
That's what I was going to bring up. As you talk about the roster math, they kept four running backs initially last year, with Jace McClellan being one of their draft picks last year. They didn't want him to go to waivers, and also they kept Taylor Heinicke on the initial 53 before he was dealt.
And what is Jamal Agnew?
He's your returner, first and foremost, and he was not practicing yesterday, by the way, ding. I don't know how he fits into this whole fold, but Avery Williams was one of the running backs that you kept last year, so I don't know.
And I didn't mean to go into the roster math at 6:14, but
I have to turn my laptop away from you, man.
It's,
you know,
hard.
I mean? Don't be taking my points.
It's hard to go through. It's hard to think about. Like, when you think about where guys are standing, you're like, well, I don't know, because I don't know this and I don't know that, and what do they think about this guy and how many DBs they wanted to take. And then it just turns into this whole algorithm.
Well, we're going to continue to unpack yesterday's practice, do some roster math a little bit. But next, we want to get into what you should expect today as the Falcons welcome in the Titans for a joint practice coming up. What can we expect from that? It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch at Falcons Training Camp. Also available on the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.